Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba about the contracts that were recently offered for the construction of the Kelowna Community Center project.
So with the alternates that you guys discussed and with the date that was set for August 1st, the bid letting, what will that be for exactly?
We'll have two bid packages on August 1st that will open up. We'll have a little bit of flat work around the facility that'll include some sidewalks and replacement of some areas where material had to be removed to reconnect utilities and so forth for relocation. And then the other bid package would be for the demolition of the gym itself. We had a lot of interest in it, but we didn't have anybody submit formal bids. So we're going to go back out to them with Carly Nelson to try to drum up support for them bidding that project. And we made a couple of changes on the schedule that'll make it a little more conducive to them coming in at one time and doing the project.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand too well the alternate part of it. Is it?
Yep. So an alternate is essentially kind of a wish list of what you would like into the project that you might feel that you want to just see what that price is individually and not lumped into a full price. So we asked for alternates to be done on seven items, ranging anywhere from flooring to a curtain in the gym to electrical and so forth. So we evaluated those alternates and they accepted all but one small section of the alternates. So we will add those wish list items to the project.
I guess I can't recall which one it was that they didn't.
Alternate number two was to replace the flooring in the current handball and racquetball room. Mm-hmm. And after evaluation, we just determined that we were going to leave it as is right now. It's in good enough condition that we didn't need to accept that alternate. Okay. But we are going to replace the lighting in there with more user-friendly LED lighting.
Mm-hmm. So the total for the project is the
5.3, and that includes all of our architectural, all of our management fees and everything that'll go onto that, as well as it has $250,000 of contingency built in there that we're hopefully never have to utilize, but we do have to put that in the project so that we're covered for any shortages or any unknowns that come up through the project.
You know, they mentioned asbestos. Will that be the first step of the process?
Yep. So we have a quote for asbestos removal of just over $23,000, and that'll include some tile that's in the current facility. There's also some molding, and there is a liner on the old gym roof that will have to be abated. So it's about a one-week abatement process. So it's not substantial for a building that's, you know, 80-plus years old, but we do have to have that abated before we can do any of our demo.
And so will that happen, the asbestos removal, will that be after August 1st, after that?
We could start the abatement process a little bit earlier, but I would anticipate that it'll start maybe the last week of July or the first week of August.
What do you think of the process, how it's been with the community center, with it sort of culminating or kick-starting actually today?
It's been a very extensive process with the community to go through to really gauge what they wanted in a building and to be able to take the wish list of the community and try to get it down to where it's an affordable amenity for the community and not a burden. And I think with this project and with the funding that we've secured through the state, the Riverboat Foundation has been very generous in their support of the project, as well as the voters when they voted $3.9 million for the bond. So it's a project that we can afford. It's a project that will be here for a long time. So we look forward to getting it constructed and getting the Y in here and doing what they do very, very well. I think it'll be a huge asset to our community and Washington County in general.
Now that you've done the most of the bid letting and everything, when do you think the center will be estimated to be completed?
You know, from this point forward, they're on the clock for about 12 months. So we would look to, you know, summer of next year that we would have it completed and up and ready to go for the public.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.